when you look at the state on any number of indicators, be it infant mortality or obesity or any of these measures, Alabama doesn't do well. You have pressures, particularly in rural areas, about access to health care. Do you see any role for the state in addressing those issues?
Well, when you realize 61 out of the 67 counties are underserved by physician care, you go again, this is something that has to be addressed. What you have to do is, when I was in Haleyville with the mayor, when their hospital at that time had just announced their closing, and I'm a guy that for 30 years, I proclaim hope. It doesn't matter what your situation is, we're going to give you hope. And I had nothing to offer him. I mean, I was helpless to his hopelessness. And so I started looking around and figuring out what we could do. We have to get the reimbursement rate, settled and make it an equal playing field.
For Medicaid.
Yes, across our state, okay? But second of all, I toured the osteopathic school of medicine down in Dothan. And for the first time, I started seeing some hope. These guys and gals are committed to going into some of these rural areas and help us, because when a rural hospital closes, everybody looks at the hospital, but you also lose home health care. And that becomes a matter of life and death, Andrew, that if you have to travel 2 hours to get to a hospital, man, that's an issue where if you're going to protect life, you know, the concept, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that is one of the essential forms.